Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share the content of this interview we're doing with Sheriff Richard Mack. And we're going to talk about county power to overcome the tyranny that's coming our way. And we are brought to you by the Magic Dicol products. And you've heard my testimonials. You know the dire shape I was in back in March. And I owe my recovery to one of these products. And also, too, I'm doing things athletically I haven't done in over 20 years. And I'm just saying, this is a product line that has lots of testimonials, lots behind it. And you're talking to someone who's a walking billboard for the success. So I want you to go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And you'll see testimonials similar to what you've heard me talk about through the past several weeks. And you can see, look, a healthy, no fever blisters, lung functioning's normal again, and I'm doing squat.
Well, Dave, you're looking good in that muscle shirt, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm kind of on the run here. Like I said, I just got back into town a couple of days ago, and my wardrobe is, shall we say, indisposed for the most part. But anyway, yeah, Richard, you know, quick anecdote, because I don't think we've talked since then. I got the kind of RSV back in early March that strips your lung linings. And I had doctors say, a pulmonologist say, you're headed for oxygen. It's probably not reversible. And so I quit the antibiotics. I quit the steroids. They weren't working. And a friend of mine, Scotty Sachs, that I do some work with over on Salem Radio, he contacted me and said, Dave, I want you to try these products. And I thought, well, okay, what the heck do I have to lose? Because I'm not on anything right now. And I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. I was so bad. So I started taking them. And in 2 weeks, I was somewhat functional. In a month, I was back in the gym. And today, my oxygen capacity and my endurance is a lot better than it was before I got sick. And the only thing that I had different in my life were these products.
And well, he's supposed to be lining me up with those too. So tell him to hurry up.
Well, you know what? You know Scotty died. I know you know Scotty. And
oh, yeah.
But I owe Scotty a lot. I never heard of these products. And then, you know, like last night, it doesn't sound like but it's for a man my age. It doesn't sound like a whole lot. But I was in the gym last night, Richard, and I ran three sets of five sprints, full court, as fast as I could. And I still had the energy to go lift and then do the sled. And I'm swimming competitively against myself about every other day now. So, you know, listen, I wasn't doing this before I got sick. This product
I know.
Was a godsend. I really think it saved my life. So, yeah, I'll mention to him when I talk to Scotty that you want to hurry up and get started on these products. There's this gel that you put on. I have bone on bone in my right knee. Too many years of basketball. Okay, now I've been rubbing this gel on now for a couple of months, and I haven't done squats in 20 years. I'm doing them now. Leg press, I'm over 300 pounds, which, you know, is not a lot compared to what I used to do, but it's a lot for a man my age, and it's a lot for the fact that I couldn't even do it 3 months ago.
That's great, Dave. Way to go, man.
These products, I mean, I'm just in awe of these products. I truly am. But anyway, I want to make this about you, not about my physical recovery.
Well, I want to make this about America.
I hear you. And you're about America. And for those of you who are joining us, you go, well, who is this guy? And you really haven't watched my show very much or very many shows because Richard's everywhere. Richard Mack, former sheriff here in Arizona. He goes around with his group CSPOA and he educates people that are the sheriff level on how to enforce the Constitution in the face of tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C. I hope I said that accurately to your satisfaction.
That's really good. That's good. But all of that, Dave, all of that is based on a Supreme Court decision that I won back in 1997 against the Clinton administration. And that was the birth of the CSPOA and the Constitutional Sheriff Movement. And I've been doing it ever since. And quite honestly, the decision that Justice Scalia wrote on this was so miraculous and so powerful. This is one of the most powerful, meaningful constitutional decisions in the history of our country. And it it is the basis for which we can turn for, oh yeah, you want to see proof? Look at the Supreme Court decision that sheriffs won back in June 27, 1997. In fact, June 27th of this year will be the 27th anniversary. Yeah, the 27th anniversary of this decision. Everyone should be familiar with it, and everyone should get a copy of it. And I put a highlighted version together on my website, folks. This is just a little pocket-sized thing. Go, fits in your pocket right here. Every American should have this little booklet. It only costs like $2. You get three for $5. You should be passing these around after you've read it, and it is so powerful. Anyway, it's the miracle that has made all this possible.
I got to stress something that you said, and I still chuckle about it. You and I were speaking together up in Kingman, Arizona, in the face of the tyranny of various things going on with the election fraud and so forth. And you had the best line I ever heard. I'm one of the few people that ever went against the Clintons and lived to tell about it. And maybe that's not so funny.
It's not, it's true. It's a lot of jokes, so a lot of humorous anecdotes are true, and this one is true, especially when you look at all the people that died around them. The most poorly disguised murder in American history, and that was Vince Foster, who was their lawyer and worked with the Clintons very closely. Next thing you know, he shoots himself with a gun that had all the serial numbers scraped off of it. So if you're going to kill yourself, you don't need to hurry up and try to scrape off all the serial numbers first. But anyway, that's a what probably the most obvious murder that came at the behest of the Clintons.
There were a number. I remember two witnesses about their stealing $1 billion or $2 billion from the UN with Haiti relief, and there were whistleblowers from Haiti coming forward. And one of them died in a weightlifting accident by himself in a hotel weight room. And yeah, I just crazy stuff that is not even believable. It kind of reminds you of the Kennedy assassination, where we had people who were left-handed shooting themselves in the head with their right hand. So, yeah, I mean that's and we kind of make light of it, but folks, the cover-ups, we are in dire trouble here.
Well, the
Richard.
bottom line in all of that is that Washington, D.C. is so utterly corrupt that we have to find solutions elsewhere. And that's really what you and I are talking about today.
Well, I want to ask you a hypothetical. We were supposed to have been under the World Health Organization pandemic treaty on May 27th, but the opposition was too great and they backed away and made an excuse. But it's because there was a petition of 3 million people. There were state legislators beginning to talk about not obeying, taking this down to the county level because they're going to come back. And if they come back and impose their will upon us, mandatory vaccines, lockdowns, banning this medicine, you can't say this on the internet, you can't say that. Can the county sheriff say, not in my county?
Yeah, it would be nice if he had some backup from the county attorney, but the county attorneys nationwide, especially DAs and county attorneys, they're the last people to join this. And why on God's earth they are, I don't know. But standing against tyranny and standing against corruption is exactly what the counties and states are supposed to be doing. As a matter of fact, Madison said this, quote, "We can safely rely on the disposition of state legislatures to erect barriers against the encroachments of the national authority," end quote. It's our job. In my Supreme Court case, it has one of the most powerful quotes from the Founding Fathers from the Federalist Papers. And it says, "A double security arises to the rights of the people." Pause for a moment. How does that double security happen? And it says this, quote, "The different governments will control each other." Right from my Supreme Court case. And it's our job to control the other branches of government or other governments, because when they get out of control, We, the counties or states or sheriffs, have no obligation to go along with them. Quite the contrary, we have a moral and lawful obligation to stand against them. Liberty is first. This is America, and individual rights, civil rights, whatever happened to civil rights, but civil rights come first, and the enforcement and preservation of those rights is the job of your local officials, especially the only one who is elected by, for, and of the people. And in our republic, we the people bestow and transfer all power to our public officials, and the only one that we've ever voted for is, in law enforcement, the county sheriff.
I totally agree with you. So just going back to the World Health Organization treaty for a minute, that first of all is an illegal treaty because it wasn't passed by two-thirds of the Senate. Biden says it's just an agreement. No, it's not. It's a treaty because they can override every aspect of our federal government. Supreme Court rulings, Congress, executive action from the president, and the executive branch of the government as a whole, the DOJ, they have total control, and they can take control of the media. They can take control of our medical services. And here's what I'm wondering. The way you view the Constitution, can the sheriff say, not in my county?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Again, liberty comes first. Civil rights come first. Mm-hmm. And that's his ultimate responsibility. So we've had sheriffs say that before. And I believe that there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of sheriffs out of the 3,086 sheriffs we have in this country, that there will be thousands of sheriffs joining that and saying, you know what? We didn't believe this Sheriff Matt guy for a long time, but we're starting to catch on now. And these things are not going to happen in my county. We are not going to make people in our county slaves to the WHO or to the United Nations that has been building its own worldwide structure to have this globalist society and global government that they've been pushing ever since they started.
Okay. Listen, I hope this is the case. If you were to make a broad estimate, just a guess, of the 3,000 plus sheriffs in America, how many would resist this kind of globalist tyranny actively?
Well, you know, I've been asked that question a lot. Back in right after Sandy Hook, we had 550, almost 600 sheriffs stand against the gun control promoted by Obama and Biden back in that time, the 2013. Sandy Hook happened in 2012. But they really pushed more gun control because of Sandy Hook in 2013. 550, 600 sheriffs stood then. So I believe, there's been a national survey taken that over half the sheriffs in this country agree with the philosophies of the CSPOA, that the states and counties are not puppets of a ventriloquist United Nations. And so I believe on something like this, that obviously the COVID-19 mandates have been proven to be lies and farces of Fauci and other corrupt leaders. But then to turn all of this into saying, okay, yes, we're going to go back to that, and we're going to turn everybody's health and freedom over to the United Nations and WHO. I don't think sheriffs are going to put up with it. I don't think the American people are going to put up with it. And if you're going to commit acts of noncompliance and civil disobedience, and your sheriff and his deputies are standing right there next to you, imagine how powerful that would be. But I believe that we would have about half of the sheriffs of America. That would be about 1,500.
Okay, about half.
Okay, about half.
Yeah.
And does it pretty much run along red state lines?
Sadly, it does. But we've had some pretty good response from some Democrat sheriffs, and we're nonpartisan. It's just that the most of the sheriffs that deal with us are staunch constitutional conservatives. And we invite Democrats or whoever, Some sheriffs are nonpartisan by law. The sheriffs do not run as a party. I actually agree totally with that,
I do too.
because their only loyalty should be to the people that hired them and appointed them. But yeah, it's a nonpartisan deal, but sadly, not very many Democrats get involved in this.
No, it doesn't seem like it. Here's an issue I have with the border that confuses me, and it's kind of a spinoff of a larger issue. But let's say that you have the sheriff of Cochise County, and he sees drug dealers illegally coming across the border, or child traffickers, and they got children with them, okay, and no women, no moms. Why can't they arrest those people?
They can. They absolutely can. Whether or not they have all the resources to do that, because the border problem has been a disaster for sheriffs all along the border, and now permeating the rest of the country. But it really is a matter of them having the wherewithal to monitor this problem. Look at the human trafficking. Which sheriff does not want to stop that heinous, horrible crime?
Exactly.
And so, do they have the equipment? Do they have the manpower to actually go after all these? And this border problem has the sheriffs so busy, so inundated, that they don't know which one to strike first.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question, and people listen
Oh,
to
by
the
the way, some of these sheriffs have had hits by the cartel put out on them too,
I know that.
and some of their
I know
families.
the sheriff of Cochise County. His son was a police officer in Douglas, and he
Right.
was in a shootout with cartel, in which the cartel was one of the cartel members was killed, and they put a hit out on him. I mean, a contract
Right.
on him. Yeah. But here's one of the reasons I ask you this, though. There's more than likely going to be on November 5th in Arizona a proposition for the people to vote on. And it will allow state officials to make arrests as people cross the border illegally. And of course, our wonderful transgender supporting, open border supporting governor, Katie Hobbs, has said you'll cost jobs. And I wrote to her office. I said, you're right.
Oh
You
no.
will cost jobs. You'll cost jobs in human trafficking, fentanyl poisoning. Those are the jobs you're going to lose, governor. But anyway, what I'm saying here is that why do we even need to have this proposition on the ballot if these officials already have the constitutional authority to do this?
We don't, and this is just part of the problem because we play politics with this issue instead of enforcing the law. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution requires the federal government to guarantee each state a republican form of government and protect each state from invasion. And yet they don't do that. And so the Supreme Court was more than hinting that the states cannot interfere with the federal government's lawful requirement to protect us from invasion when they don't do it. And the idiocy of that is as if we don't have self-determination as a sovereign state. And this decision also says that the states retained an inviolable sovereignty. If we were inviolably sovereign, we'd be able to protect our own existence and guarantee our own safety from this horrible chaos that's happening because Biden and his minions will not do their lawful job. We can and we must, and we don't need to ask permission from the Supreme Court to do that. And if you want to see where we can do it, read this decision because it already guaranteed us what was already innately ours.
No, I completely agree with you, but Hobbs is having a hissy fit over this potentially going to the ballot for the people to vote on, and I'm thinking it's unnecessary. You just said it, Article 4, Section 4. I mean, there's the constitutional authority right now. Is there any kind of default mechanism legally in place where the federal government doesn't do its job protecting the people, the states have the right to step up and take care of it.
Yeah, it's called state sovereignty. And you can find it right here in the decision. It just, this decision, and Scalia even said, Scalia wrote this decision. He even said in his introduction of this fantastic decision, a miraculous and very historic ruling. He even said, I'm not going to do anything except take you through a perspective of history. And so he does. And this is why this decision is so powerful, because Scalia quotes the founders, he quotes the Federalist Papers, he quotes the Constitution, and he simply reinforces what's already there. And again, the states don't need to ask permission from some federal tribunal or any other corrupt judge that ask permission be self promoting and self defending as a state, as a sovereign state. And any state can leave this union once the federal government violates its contract with us. And they've done that for the last 75 years. But
Okay.
now it's even worse than it's ever been. We don't have to go along with this.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that though.
No,
There's something else
no.
that's happened in Arizona, and I look, and actually it's happening around the country with police departments, but this is the state trooper, what we call Department of Public Safety, which is our equivalent of the state troopers in Arizona,
Yeah.
that they're implementing a policy where they're not going to respond to rural nighttime calls in the vast majority of counties in Arizona. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that. And I said, well, usually the highway patrol is not the one that provide neighborhood patrol anyway. They're usually on the highways writing tickets and taking care of traffic accidents. But we had an agreement with the Department of Public Safety back in the 90s when I was sheriff, that if we needed them, they would help and they would come. And if they're saying they're going to turn their back on that,
Yeah, they are.
Then we need to get another director of Department of Public Safety, and we need to get another governor who points that person.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, I'm going to put my conspiracy hat on for a second and feel free to shoot me down, okay? But
Okay.
in Denver, they have allocated almost $9 million for AI policing, and they're saying it's to relieve the burden on the police of overwhelming stuff. Now, what I'm wondering here, with the public outcry that will come when the state patrol doesn't respond to highway accidents, they're not routing traffic on Interstate 17 after a holiday, and you've got a major problem with traffic, and people start whining. I'm wondering if this is not going to open the door like Denver to AI policing.
Well, as if we need to open any more doors for AI
There
problems.
you go. Exactly.
I went to Safeway yesterday and I said, "Can I have a person check me out?" I don't. First of all, I said, "I don't know how to do these vegetables. I don't know how to log the vegetables in, so that I can pay for them. I don't want to steal anything, but." The lady there goes, "Oh, I'll help you." So she checked me out at the self-checkout. And she had trouble with it. She couldn't do the cabbage. And I said, "You couldn't even do the cabbage. Come on." And so I said, "Why don't you just line people up and hire two people here and let us check out?" And so I am so tired of dealing with machines and computers. I'm not IT and I don't like IT. I don't like the screen time that our nation and children are so addicted to.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I'm going to go back to my flip phone, but I'm tired of
Well,
AI.
I have to tell you, I'm right there with you. Can you imagine the headline? Sheriff Richard Mack arrested for smuggling cabbage out of a grocery store.
Yeah, I know.
That
Yeah.
would have
Yeah.
won that one. But
Oh, dear.
here's my concern. With AI policing, we've got the founders of AI who've written to Biden, say, please stop this while you still are able to before they become too sentient. And they said specifically, we don't want them in policing. We don't want them in decision-making positions. And this is very dangerous. And that's why when I read the Denver thing, I said, uh-oh, that's not good. And then and 5 minutes later, I'm reading about how DPS is going to stop patrolling at night in the counties. And I thought, are they going to replace this with AI too? And see, that's scary because now we're into, I'll be back. Are you,
Arnold.
pre-crime and the Minority Report with Tom Cruise? And I'm not laughing when I say that, Richard.
I know you're
I
not.
really fear this
Well,
happening.
the only way you can survive is still being able to chuckle at some of this, but
I know.
it is so absolutely just crazy lunacy that's what's going on. And to me, one of the most important things that Trump has said, and he said it at the Libertarian National Convention, and it kind of got glossed over. He said, "I will not allow a digital currency to take over America's economy."
Oh, yeah.
They're doing this, and Biden is going to do this, and the reason is because they want to completely control every penny that each one of us spends. There will be no whatsoever, no cash. There will be no financial privacy. And I guess they're going to say, well, all the cartels will have to come out of the closets with all their billions of dollars of American dollars that they're storing in their closets. No, this is again, it's like gun control. Every time there's a shooting or mass shooting, they come after law-abiding citizens. This is them, again, the epitome of coming after law-abiding citizens because they're going to make cash illegal and everyone will have to be registered with their banks, with the federal banks, and you will only be able to do everything and anything financially through a digitalized computer account. And this is, if nothing else, people should be voting for Trump for that. And obviously, everybody should be voting for him because he has been so attacked and abused by their weaponized Justice Department. There is no more justice in this country. It's simply a political hack job of whoever is in charge. If you disagree with them, if you prove how corrupt they are, they will come after you. And even people who have qu just questioned, like the two moms in Utah, who have just questioned the tabulation forms or methods used in their state, the FBI came knocking on their door. And folks, that is happening nationwide. And this corrupt FBI, the corrupt IRS, and the corrupt EPA and FDA and USDA, on and on and on. They're all a bunch of corrupt puppets of this corrupt government in out of Washington, D.C. And I'm sorry, my dad retired from the FBI, but I'm telling you, it's not the same anymore. And every sheriff in this country should be making sure that his citizens are protected from these federal bureaucracies and federal agents who no one in this country trusts anymore.
But unfortunately, like in our state in Arizona and so many other states like us, Georgia being one notable one, Minnesota being another, the local officials are, it's a uniparty conglomeration. See, I don't know how you see this. I think it's almost worthless to be a member of the Republican Party outside voting in the primaries because it's such a uniparty. And I'll just give you one example. In Arizona, you had Republican Stephen Reicher, County Clerk and Recorder, Republican Bill Gates, chairman of the Board of Supervisors at that time, take out a political action campaign against Carrie Lake, Abe Amodei, America First candidates, Republican versus Republican. It's a
Yeah, they
uniparty,
did.
Richard, it's a uniparty.
Yeah, and I've complained about those same individuals, especially Reicher, or however you said his name, the county recorder for Maricopa County, in charge of our elections. I actually went and did a tour of the county facility downtown Phoenix. And he took me on the tour with Clint Hickman, another county commissioner. And you're absolutely correct. All the horrible things going on, especially election fraud, are happening because of both parties and the rhinos and the Republican Party especially. Now, what I was proud of from Texas Republicans is they actually declared that the elections were should be investigated because they sided with Trump. The entire election Republican Party said that the elections should be investigated, and they should, and that's all we're asking for. Try to verify that. But anybody, all these lies that there's no evidence of election fraud,
Well,
that's absolutely a joke. It's everywhere. You could look up about 150 people have been arrested for that in the last 2 or 3 years nationwide. We've had several arrests right here in Arizona. Governor, the sheriff of San Juan County, California, arrested a city councilman for ballot harvesting in that county so that he could get reelected as a city councilman. He had 75 people vote from his address, from his home. And so, yeah, these are happening. Two or three different judges have declared elections null and void because of election fraud, and he announced that they had to redo the election. And even that, one of them was New Jersey, for heaven's sakes. So, folks, we've only heard from a few brave investigators or judges that have tried to actually tell the truth about this. But I'm very disappointed in the Supreme Court because they've had the evidence there and they have refused to address this topic. Wimps.
It's well, there's two justices that would, and that's about all we have.
Well, Thomas probably would because
Thomas and
I know
Alito,
him.
Thomas and Alito would do it. I don't have confidence in any of the others. And,
No.
the election thing, here's the thing I tell people. Oh, I hear in the media the elections were free and fair in Arizona and Maricopa
The
County.
media.
And here's what I say to them. How do you explain the fact that in heavy Republican districts, 56% of the voting machines failed and they didn't have that problem in the Democratic dominant districts? How do you explain that? And how do you explain all the disenfranchised voters? And they're saying everything is just fine. It's just amazing. And then they're doing to Carrie Lake what's happening to Donald Trump. They're in her into court trying to bankrupt her because she's saying we have corrupt elections. Richard, you know this as well as I do. This is how bad it is across the country. We have a Secretary of State who's a cartel lawyer. He represented the cartel that murdered Agent Brian Terry with the Fast and Furious guns provided by Eric Holder and Obama. And this guy is the Secretary of State of Arizona. I don't have to say any more than that. You want to see corruption?
Yeah, you really don't. And that he actually won against a very good man. We had a huge opportunity to get Mark Finchem in as Secretary
Yes,
of State.
absolutely.
And that's just an outrage. But the people that are winning these races is prima facie evidence of voter fraud.
Maricopa County Sheriff's position was made famous by Joe Arpaio. And
Yeah.
then we have the present Democrat who got $2 million from George Soros to run.
Well, he just resigned 3 months
Yeah,
ago.
exactly. That's my why do you think he quit? That's what I wanted to ask you.
First of all, he was over his head in this job in the first place, but he was offered by Big Pharma another job, and he saw the writing on the wall, and he didn't really like the job. He wasn't really qualified. He wasn't doing a good job. He took his money and ran, and he did what he was told, but he didn't want to do it anymore. But he was a George Soros pawn. And I'm ashamed of him, but I'm really excited about the possibility of Jerry Sheridan becoming the new
Yes.
sheriff. So I am backing him all the way. And I believe that the race for Maricopa County Sheriff, because Jerry Sheridan is in it, it's one of the most important races in this country.
But here's my position, and I agree with what you're saying about Jerry Sheridan, but I have no faith in any election across this country, particularly in Maricopa County.
I'm afraid I agree with you. I wish you were wrong, and I wish I could disagree with you. And I wish some safeguards had been put in place. And even if you request simple safeguards, they'll come after you. And I've been talking to politicians all across the country. Isn't it okay that we try to implement? And this is what Stephen Richards said, no, we shouldn't do that. And it just was amazing that we can't implement even counting, recounting, hand counting the vote of just 2 or 3% of the ballots by hand, just to see if the computerized tabulation coincides with the percentage of hand counting. That's all you would have to do. You don't have to do them all. Just do 2 or 3%, and then make sure that they look like they're the same. They won't even do that.
If Jerry Sheridan was elected, and let's cycle forward to the next midterm election in 2026, what power would he have as a sheriff to ensure a free election? And I'm asking that question generally for across the country, but specifically with Jerry Sheridan, since you brought him up.
Well, any of them would and do. And first of all, they need to investigate the past complaints about election fraud. And that's where I was disappointed in Mark Lamb in Pinal County, because the computers were not working in Pinal County and they had to shut everything down. And that never got properly investigated. And Sheriff Lamb should have investigated that. And he came out against election fraud nationwide. He joined up with True the Vote and was promoting the complaint of election fraud. And then he didn't investigate it in his own county, which I was shocked about. But it should have been investigated in every county in the state and nationwide. Each sheriff just go and look, you know. And we have one of our best sheriffs in the country in Michigan, and he's been investigating it for 3 years now. And every step of the way, the state of Michigan, the governor and the secretary of state have tried to arrest him, tried to indict him, and the grand jury refused to indict him, and they keep going after him and putting stumbling blocks. If there's no vote, if there's no vote fraud, if there was no election fraud, then why do you care if he investigates it? He will find nothing if we go along with the lies that you have told. But Sheriff Darleaf is undaunted and he's going forward. And this man keeps getting reelected. So maybe at least they've tied a tight knot on election fraud there, because he keeps winning and he'll win again.
But you just highlighted right there, they go after the whistleblower. I'll give you a case in point here in Arizona.
Yeah.
And this has happened to Trump too, but small microcosm. Liz Harris, who I've gotten to know fairly well, she's been on my show quite a few times. Liz canvassed Maricopa County, found all these fraudulent votes back in the 2020 election. She gets elected to the legislature, and they have a joint committee to investigate election fraud. And it's just a for show deal. And they told her, go get a witness to bring in. We'll have other witnesses too. So she goes and gets John Thaler's protege, Jackie Brager. And Jackie comes in and she just laid it out. And it was hard. It was harsh. But there were 20,000 affidavits behind her statements. I know John Thaler now because I've interviewed him a lot. And there are 20,000 affidavits behind her claims of voter impropriety, bribes, and so forth, Sinaloa money laundering to politicians and judges. I mean, it's all out there. It's documented. And what'd they do? Even though they approved her guest, her speaker, even though they said the agenda's fine, nothing happened to anybody but Liz Harris, and
No.
they kicked her out of the legislature for simply saying, "We're doing voter fraud investigation, but if you do it too well, we're going to kick you out."
Even if it were just her opinion, but she had some documentation,
She
she
does.
had the affidavits, and yet she got the boot.
And
And
I'll tell you what she told me too, Richard. And this is very
yeah.
disturbing. This is why I believe the Mar-a-Lago shoot to kill Trump if he was there, for his claims from the F about the FBI raid to get the records. Liz went with a ride on a ride with someone that she thought was a trusted friend in the legislature, and she didn't tell me who it was, but I believe her. She said, "Liz, if you don't stop this, they're going to find your body in that field over there." This is how serious this is getting, Richard.
It's how often does that happen, actually? If you look at the if you look at the bodies that have been found in Lake Mead when it went down about 10 feet, and now all of those were showing up, and others out in the desert, and this just isn't happening in the greater Las Vegas area, Clark County, surrounding Las Vegas. No, it's happening. The corruption is so ubiquitous and so alarming. And you know what? It is now so the commonplace. The corruption is so commonplace that it's just accepted. And Biden, when he tells his lies or his wife tells lies for him, it's like there. It's just commonly accepted that this is what politics is. In fact, that's one of their cliches. Whenever they're caught lying, they just, well, that's politics. Well, no, it's crime. It's criminal. It's murder that's happening, and these threats that are happening. And anyone that thinks that the billions of dollars from the cartels in Latin America, specifically Mexico, don't infiltrate America, you're crazy. They absolutely do.
John Thaler's written a book, and like I said, there's 150,000 pages of evidence he's acquired. And t over 20,000 affidavits. In the book he wrote called Report to the Governor, he has 5,000 footnotes. And here's what he has found. He has found Sinaloa money laundering cartel operations here, and they funnel the money off for bribes in the guise of phony real estate deals. So it looks like legislators and judges are making money legitimately, but they're not. I've seen the affidavits. He sent them to me. And I'm not allowed to release them because they're part of a proprietary part of his book. But I've read this, Richard. This is real. I would say right now, I'd estimate, and he agrees with me, one third of the legislature in Arizona is on the take. One third wishes they were, so they support the ones that are waiting their time in line. And one third is too chicken bleeper to say anything about it. There are two legislators I've talked to. I've said, come on my show. Tell me what you know that I know that you know. And they're too afraid.
Well, back when I was sheriff, state police ran a bunch of undercover assignments and started bribing several of the state legislatures or legislators. And they caught him, and they were arrested, and that year we didn't get a raise. Nobody in law enforcement got a raise because those are controlled by the state legislature, and they were mad at us. They were mad at law enforcement for setting them up and arresting their fellow legislators. Are you kidding? They were a bunch of crooks taking money and bribes, but the rest of the legislature got mad at us for doing that. And so we didn't get raises that year because they didn't want to support us in what we had done to their buddies. Astonishing.
I know. Listen, when I first moved here, I had a dear friend I taught with named Lorraine King. She was a Democrat, but she was a great person, despite the fact she's a Democrat. And here was her welcome to me as I moved here from Colorado. She said, "Dave, welcome to Arizona. We have the best politicians that money can buy." And the year was 1985. Eight, 1985. And then
I saw that. I saw that bumper sticker.
Yeah, in 1980, and she was right. And the murders to cover up voter fraud. And my state senator, Jack Harper, really good man. He was ascending into a state level position politically. He was a candidate on the rise, handsome, articulate. I really liked him. He helped me with my land rights battle against McCain. That was strike one. Strikes two and three, he had a friend defeated Nawatuki on voter fraud. And when he brought it up to the media, he was done. That's how corrupt it is. But like taking Arizona or Georgia or Michigan or these swing states that are highly corrupt in their voting processes, Is there anything a sheriff can do on election day or post-election day to get justice involved in our voting process?
I don't think so, because he would have to have somebody that is a specialist in computers, and they would have to have dozens of them, if not hundreds of them, to go by all the precincts and polling places, and test them, and make sure that they're properly tested. In Nevada, you vote on a little card, and you don't even know how you voted. It's all inside the machine. There's no paper. It's just a card. And none of it can be verified. None of this can be. The sheriff's offices have a responsibility to investigate all crime. A lot of this for illegal voting and election fraud happens in cyberspace. So you have to have somebody who knows and understands how cyberspace works. Sheriffs are not cyberspace experts. They can hire some people that are, but how many would you have to have? And the sheriff should at least try to get a cyber expert to test the machines being used prior to the election. And he will take a lot of flack for that. And it's his job to make sure that crimes are not occurring in his county, but yet they'll still go after him for trying that. That's our biggest recommendation, is that every sheriff do that. But every sheriff is not going to want to take the heat that they know will accompany that. So I don't think it's going to happen. And I think the rest of us, the people of America, are going to be saying, what happened this time? Why didn't anybody do anything about it?
Where does
And
this?
I think we're going to be saying that on November 6th.
I agree with you. So I've categorized these people for various reasons as satanic Bolshevik communists, and I've gone through and detailed why I use those adjectives. But here's the question I have for you then. If the sheriffs can't correct it, and we're going to continue to engage in these fraudulent practices, how does this end for America?
When we change our constitution to the Communist Manifesto, which we're almost there anyway.
Yeah, along the lines of what we're talking about, one of the things I found out from Sharona Bishop, America's Mom organization in South Dakota, the I think it's the Secretary of State. She has ordered the county clerk and recorders to erase records of votes as soon as they occur. In other words, you can't go back. Have you heard about this? And Kristi Noem,
Yes.
the Kristi Noem, the governor, is doing nothing about it.
Kristi Noem is a horrible governor and
Thank you.
pretty much is one of the most selfish politicians in America.
Yeah, she really showed her true colors during the lockdowns and the vaccine mandates and so forth. I totally agree with you. But she's doing nothing to correct this. This sets the stage for total and absolute voter fraud with no records.
Yeah,
Is
I've been working with farmers there that have had their lands attacked by the cobalt extraction companies, and she has been on the
Carbon?
side.
Yeah.
She's been on the side of the companies instead of the farmers
Are you talking
who
about
feed
carbon?
America.
Are you talking about carbon capture?
That's correct.
Yeah, when they go on, just to tell the audience real quick, they go on farmers' land, and there's no compensation for the abuse of their property, and they'll dig these huge trenches or holes, and they use toxic chemicals. It interferes in their water supply. It interferes in their ability to farm their crops in a straight line.
Right.
It's total infringement of their Fifth Amendment rights with property rights, and Kristi Noem is doing nothing about it. But she's not the only one. It's eight states, I believe, that are doing that.
Yep.
Yeah.
She would be a horrible vice president, and I pray she's not even being considered anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So you're saying that we end up with a communist manifesto. Is there a point when the people have to take the matter into their own hands?
Yeah, we're there, and we hope that you will do that with your sheriff and make this a peaceful process where we don't have to be fighting later. Because right now we can still save America. She's on her deathbed, but the American sheriff can and hopefully will save her. County by county, we can take America back, and it can happen right now. And I pray that the American people will wake up and get their sheriffs educated and get them on board and erect the barriers as Madison warned us to do.
Well, your mission with your organization that we're going to talk about next is involved in doing that. You're
Yes.
going county to county trying to educate sheriffs as to their constitutional responsibility to their electorate and saying you owe these people defense of the Constitution, not to bend the federal tyranny that's breaking the Constitution. So along that introduction, can you talk about your organization a little bit and how people can support you?
Yes, well, every person listening to this can become a member of the CSPOA, CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association. We have a Citizens Posse membership. Folks, it's only $11 a month or $99 a year, not even 10 bucks a month. But you're how we fund this organization. We formed our organization because of you to protect America, to protect Americans, and to defend our Constitution. Our Constitution is not the problem. It is being destroyed from within, and we must take her back, revive America, revive our Constitution. If the Constitution goes, we all go with it. America dies. And so, folks, time is of the essence. We need you on board. We have got to do this. You've got to have a relationship with your sheriff and have him ready, get him trained. We'll come to your county and do it. But we've got to get going, and we've got to do this right now. Folks, November 5th, and maybe a few weeks before then, will be the deciding moment if we are to continue as a constitutional republic or switch to the Communist Manifesto. There is a movement, no question. It is unquestionable that there is a movement to have America taken over by a communist authority. There's no question that is happening. If you're going to allow that to happen, you're part of the problem. Join the solution that is both peaceful and effective. CSPOA.org.
CSPOA.org. And I just want to make an analogy here because listen, people, we turned back the World Health Organization temporarily. They're going to come back and try again.
Oh, yeah, they'll come
There was
back.
a petition of 3 million people. Legislators were being just assailed by their constituents, and they started to stand up and make noise, and they withdrew this takeover of our healthcare and basically our government because people stood up. Here, I think the potential is to even be much more powerful than that movement because it involves a constitutional authority called a sheriff. And
That's
this is
right.
why, Richard, we can't give you too much publicity because the CSPOA very well may be the last hope that we have before we have to break out the guns and get on the street.
Well, as far as a nonviolent, a peaceful and effective solution, I don't see any others.
Yeah, what inspired you? I don't think I've ever asked you this question in all the years I've known you. I don't think I've ever asked you what inspired you to start CSPOA? Did it just come to you in a dream, or how did it come about?
No, it was my Supreme Court decision.
Okay.
Justice Scalia writing it so powerfully, and my own education as a sheriff, and then this victory. And once I assimilated this the principles that Scalia espoused, I was so amazed, and I said, "We need to take this nationwide." And that's why I should have done it sooner, but I formed it in 2010, 2011, and it's been going ever since.
Yeah, it's a great organization and people, it's worthy of your support. Richard, thank you so much for joining us. I always appreciate you coming on. I appreciate your friendship. And most of all, I appreciate your loyalty to our country because we've got to save this country for our kids.
Thank you, Dave. I very much enjoy our relationship, and I admire and appreciate what you do also.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Mack, CSPOA.org. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next time.